the East. Claudette Howitt is with us from Wellington. Hey, sis, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Good, thanks very much. Our husband, Atamari and Mordi.
Tēnā koe.
So, treaty settlements. Now, because the government is making cuts and moving ahead with their cuts to different departments, that has impacted on Te Ara Whiti and treaty settlements. Now, Lil Anderson, she was in the Māori Affairs Select Committee just last week, and she outlined to the Select Committee that because of those cuts, which Te Ara Whiti has already made, but as a result, there will be some delays to the treaty settlements. There are some that are priority still for the government. It will be Ngāpuhi. It is Ngāpuhi. Ngāhapu o Ngāpuhi, that's the priority for this government. But she did say, as I said, that there will be delays. Now, I brought that up with the Prime Minister, Chris Luxon, and you would have heard him on news yesterday that he wasn't sure what I was talking about. But here's a fuller conversation between myself and with Christopher Luxon, Prime Minister, at the post-cabinet meeting, post-cabinet media corridor earlier this week, and it's all about the treaty settlements. Here's me and Christopher Luxon, the Prime Minister.
Could you please clarify for us why there will be delays in treaty settlements, and could you also clarify how many settlements will be delayed?
I'm not aware that there will be delays in treaty settlements.
Because there is korero in Te Ao Māori that they have, and they have been notified, those that are in the process of treaty settlements, they will be delayed.
We want to progress treaty settlements. We want treaty settlements progress and concluded as quickly as we possibly can. I'm thinking of a number where we actually came out of Waitangi with Ngāpuhi with renewed focus on how we actually can move that forward or start to move that forward. It's a big intention of us to close out as many treaty settlements as we possibly can. So I'm not sure where the comment comes from.
So you can confirm that there will be no delays to any treaty settlements going forward?
We are very committed to closing out treaty settlements. It's been a long-standing position of ours. We're very committed to making sure we honour all obligations under treaty settlements, past and future as well.
And any of those treaty settlements that do have clauses in them that might impact on their